All right, ladies. Now, we are recording right now, and this is going to be part two on how to be an unforgettable woman. And I'm not only have I been teaching this this class here live on the Saturday night calls, but I've also been doing this teaching in a smaller group session, and I'm really, really passionate about it. And you guys know, like I said before, I talk and teach and preach a lot about the uncommon woman and living an uncommon lifestyle in order to achieve uncommon results in our life. And so this just really complements the Uncommon Woman series. I believe that when you become an uncommon woman, you automatically become unforgettable. And when you become unforgettable, people are always considering you for what they need. And that's a blessing. That really, really, truly is a blessing. I know a lot of times we're raised to not use people and don't use that person, and we've been brought up to hear that being used in such a negative light. And I tell people all the time, use me up. Use me. You want to be used. And I don't mean used, and that's actually one of my points later, not used in a negative way where people just run all over top of you, but allow your gifts and talents to be used by other people. When they know that you're good at something, be open enough and be approachable so they can call on you for that thing. And you'll always be considered. I believe that was one of the points last week. And an unforgettable woman is always, she's always considered. She's always considered. So I want to get into it because these points are really, really juicy. And like I always say, and I'm going to continue to say this because it is so, so, so true. If you do just one of the tips that I'm going to share with you tonight, you will see results in your life. And I believe I have about five or so tips to go over with you guys tonight that will literally change your life if we are not just hearers of the word, but we're also doers of the word. So I want to take our nice three deep breaths just to set the intention for the call. Us as women, our minds can be a million other places, and I understand that. I get that. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a business owner, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm an aunt. I understand how our mind can be in a million different places, but there is a gift in focusing. Many wonderful things can come to us and through us through the power of focus. And when we sit down to do a task, when we're fully present and aware of the task at hand, we get so much more accomplished than just being there in our body physically, but mentally being somewhere else. So I want to set this intention for tonight's call on part two of The Unforgettable Woman by just taking three deep breaths, and I'm going to be silent. You do this. Have your own thoughts. Release what you need to release in this moment. Only you know exactly how your day went. So release in your own way. I'm going to be quiet for the next 20 seconds. My back just cracked. My back just cracked when I took my last deep breath. And I say it all the time, that means we're not breathing deep enough. If we are cracking bones when we breathe, we are not breathing deep enough throughout our day. And I just felt one of my lower back bones crack when I just did that third breath in. All right, ladies, so I'm going to get started on our topic for tonight. Like I said, it is part two of The Unforgettable Woman. And if you have your journal, if you have your pen, that's great to take notes. If you do not want to take any notes, this call will be recorded. You can listen to it later. But I do I can't express the importance of taking notes and writing things down. So if you don't do it now, do it in it, you know, when you re-listen to the recording. And that has to, that's a whole nother class that I could get into, the power of writing, and maybe that will be one of my Saturday night calls. But for tonight, I'm going to get into it. And point number one in being an unforgettable woman is an unforgettable woman focuses on, an unforgettable woman focuses completely on the success of other people. An unforgettable woman focuses completely on the success of other people. And I want you to think about whose success are you focused on? What you make happen for other people, God will make happen for you. Now, when I say to be focused on the success, of other people, I do not mean to neglect yourself in the process of this. But what I do mean is that whatever your gift or whatever your talent is and whomever you are called to serve, you make sure that you are pouring and giving everything that you have inside of you to make someone else's dream come true. Now, there is a caveat to this. When we do things for other people, I believe I talked about this in another call, when you do something for someone else, when you are focusing on the success of the people that God has called you to serve, you do not attach your reward for doing something, for focusing on the success of other people. You do not tie your reward for doing for them on them. I want to say that again. When you focus on the success of other people, you do not tie your reward to them, because we know whatever we do, we're sowing a seed. So we're going to reap a harvest. So when you do something for somebody else, somewhere in your mind, you're thinking, I'm going to be rewarded for this. We do things because we are human beings and we do things, but we also want to understand that every single thing that we do, we're sowing a seed. And so that seed is going to grow and it's going to manifest, but do not tie it to other people, because when you tie your reward for helping other people become successful using your gifts and talents, if you put it on them, then you are now tied to their time frame. So they'll pay you back whenever they can, or they'll reward you back whenever they can. In the scripture, it talks about work as if you are working unto the Lord. And that's what you want to do. When you focus on this, on the success of other people, you are literally focused on the God that is within you. And what does God do? God serves and he takes care of his people. And so that's what you want to do in focusing on the success of other people, but do not tie your reward to them. Do it as if you're doing it unto the Lord. Number two, for being an unforgettable woman, this is one of my favorite ones. An unforgettable woman knows greatness when she gets in the presence of it. An unforgettable woman knows greatness when she gets in the presence of it. And this can be, when I say greatness, I don't just mean whoever your ultimate famous movie star is, if you get a chance to speak with that person. I am speaking about that person too, but I'm talking about the greatness. I'm equating the word greatness with the laws. Who has God placed over top of you? This could be your boss. This could be your mother. This could be your children. When you are in the presence of greatness, you want to do two things. You want to always respect their time. Always respect their time. A few months ago, and I did a video on this when I was on, I believe it was WHUR radio station, and my friend there is the executive producer, and she surprised me and had one of my favorite people on the planet call into the radio station, and it was Iyanla Van Zandt, and she called to talk and speak with me. And the very first thing that I said to her, I believe after I tried to catch my breath, was, can I have 5 minutes of your time? You want to make sure that you are respecting other people's time. If you go into your boss's office, you don't just want to go in there and blab, just start shooting off at them. You want to make sure it's a good time. When you're in the presence of greatness, you always want to respect that person's time, and you always want to respect the fact that they will never get that time back. And when I say they, I'm including you too, you and I too. We are great as well. But respecting that greatness, respecting other people's greatness when we're in the presence of it is so important. That was when I spoke about when Iyanla called into the station, and I asked her, can I have 5 minutes of your time? And not just with, like I said, people that you ultimately want to meet, or, you know, you're, I don't want to say idol, but your person that you look up to the most. You always want to respect their time. And even in when you call your friends, this is so key. Sometimes, well, I've trained a whole lot of people in my life now, but when people call me, now they say, hey, Angel, do you have a minute, or are you busy? Is this a good time for you? You never just want to intrude on people. You never want to intrude on people. You always want to respect their time. And you will notice that people will start to respect your time as well when you start to respect theirs. The third point for being an uncommon woman is another one of my favorites. The unforgettable woman is honest and open about her needs. An unforgettable woman is honest and open about her needs. And when I say she is honest and open about her needs, I'm talking about not being that woman. And I know this comes from my mother's generation and beyond. Growing up, I just remember hearing. My mother didn't practice this too much, but I just remember hearing. And now, in the profession that I'm in, I get to experience this a lot. Women that want to be the peacekeeper. Women that want to be the peacekeeper, so she never voices her needs, because she's afraid that if she opens up and say, you know, hey guys, I really don't like this, then she's going to cause some kind of ruffle in the atmosphere. An unforgettable woman is honest and open about her needs. So that means you can no longer be a pushover. You can no longer be a pushover. I believe I talked about this last week. An unforgettable woman knows what she wants. So when you know what you want, you can effectively communicate that, and people will learn. She's not a pushover. She's going to tell me if she likes it or not. You will teach people how to treat you faster than you know it. But a lot of times we don't even want to get started, because it's just like anything starting out new. When I blogged about this, sometimes you have to reintroduce yourself to people. If people have known you for this quiet little woman that doesn't ruffle any feathers and just kind of goes along to get along, but now you realize that you've been taking care of so many other people for so many other years, now it's time for you. Oh, the people that know you, they're not going to be really, really happy about that. But that's okay, because in time, you will have taught them that you're going to be open and honest about your needs. And if they don't like it, they may need to take another seat in your life. The next point, we are doing a really, really good time tonight. The next point is, the unforgettable woman knows when the seasons of her life are changing. This is so, so important. I'm going to say that again. The unforgettable woman knows when the seasons of her life are changing. I had a friend that I grew up with that I've been was friends with her since we were in first grade, all the way up until, I'm going to say, about 5 years ago. And for so long I struggled back and forth. I knew that we were growing apart, but because she was a childhood friend, I didn't want to end the friendship. I didn't want to of not being her friend anymore, considering we had been friends since we were in the first grade in elementary school. I didn't want to rock that boat. I knew that my season was up. I knew that it was time for me to move on, but I just didn't want to because it was familiar to me. She was someone that I'd known for the longest time, but I knew deep down inside my spirit was done. There was nothing else to say. We were going in two different directions. We really didn't have much conversation when we did speak, and it was really, really obvious. But I had to be bold enough and courageous enough to end that friendship and recognize that that season of my life was over. So an unforgettable woman, she knows and she's conscious of when a season in her life, when it's time to change. And right now we're in fall. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, about some things needing to fall out of our lives. What is it in your life right now that God has been dealing with you, that your season, for whatever it is, that is over, but you're still holding on to it because it's familiar or you don't want to ruffle any feathers or whatever the case may be? Know when the season is changing in your life. And we know, we always know, we always, always know. God never leaves us not knowing. We always know our spirit won't feel at peace anymore when we do the thing that our season is over for, when we hang out with the same people that we know that our season is up. Our spirit will alert us and we will know when the seasons of our life has changed. And the last and final point for tonight, oh my goodness. I saved this one last because this is something that I really want us to get and understand and start doing more of it. And this is that an unforgettable woman uses her mess as her message and is not ashamed of her mess. An unforgettable woman uses her mess as her message and is not ashamed of her mess. I grew up in a household where my mother said, what goes on in this house stays in this house. And so growing up, we were taught that whatever junk was going on in the house, we weren't allowed to tell it to anybody outside of the house. But I've always been kind of a little rebel. So I had my favorite guidance counselor, Mrs. Rittler, that I would always go and talk to. And it would just make me feel so much better to have somebody to talk to. And I think that a lot of us, especially in the Black culture, we have this thought process that I don't want anybody in my business, or I'm not telling her. I've been burnt too many times. I don't open up to people anymore. I just keep my stuff to myself. When the word tells us specifically that we overcome by the word of our testimony. You know, I share openly about my affair that I had with my husband. When that first happened, I was extremely, extremely ashamed. You couldn't have paid me to open up my laptop and do a YouTube video and talk about it. I was so ashamed. I was so embarrassed. I was hurt. I was confused. I was so many different emotions that were going on inside of me. But when you recognize that God says that I will work all things out for your good, when you really get and understand that, then you can see how He will bless your mess to now become your message to help other people. So I want you to think about, what message do you have inside of you that came out of a mess that you've been too ashamed to share? What mess do you have inside of you that may still be a mess and not fully a message yet? What is God dealing with you? What area, what topic, what situation, what is it that you did when you were 15 or 16 years old that nobody still knows about to this day? But you know that if you just only open up your mouth and tell somebody, you will set someone else free. An unforgettable woman recognizes and owns her mess. Because she knows that God is just that daggone good, that he will clean her up so good that when she goes to tell her testimony about how raggedy she used to be, people won't even believe her testimony because God is just that good. He cleans you up so, so, so good that when you share your story, people won't even believe that that used to be you. What message is in you that has not become a message yet, or what mess is in you that has not become a message to the world? Who needs to hear that? I want you to think about that this week. I love getting the opportunity to share my story with people because I've recognized that God has gifted each and every single one of us. And when you start to share, you literally allow other, you give other people, I'm sitting here trying to think of the quote that a lot of people say that Nelson Mandela said, but I think it came from someone else when he says that when you are who you are, I'm totally paraphrasing, but when you are who you are, you give other people permission to be who they are. Unconsciously, you give them permission to be who they are. So don't be ashamed of your mess. Allow God to turn it into your message and start sharing it and telling it and helping to set other people free, ladies. Excuse me. That is what I have for you ladies tonight. Thank you so, so, so much for sticking around for this is actually supposed to be Saturday night, but this turned out to be Sunday night late night call for us uncommon, unforgettable women. Ladies, I love you from the bottom of my heart. You guys just gave me 30 minutes of your time. I do not take that lightly. You cannot give back what you just gave me. I do not take that lightly. I absolutely love you. Does anybody have anything they want to say before we end tonight?
Not really, just thank you.
Awesome. 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 All right, ladies. Well, I will see you guys next week. I'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.